如果今天要宣告这个大喜的信息在美国，你觉得会怎样？
In America, if you think that we want to proclaim the Merry Christmas, what do you think it is like?
啊，不是 Merry Christmas， 是这样。
It is not like this.
It's a boy， 是个男孩。
It's a boy.
我们所有的记载，他大概几磅，有多高？
We probably would say something like how tall he is and how much does he weigh.
他大概几点几分几秒出生的
？And what time, hour, minute that he was born?
但是我们现在要回头看看两千年前在路加医生的记载是怎么样来记载他的出生。
But we are going to look back 2,000 years ago when Luke recorded the birth of Jesus Christ. How did he do it?
我们谢谢诗班，他们大概已经累了，所以让他们站起来，好不好
？We thank the choir, so shall we all rise?
啊，我想头一张，一共十四节哈，我这几张幻灯片，我们一个用中文念，一张用英文念。We shall take turns in Chinese and in English. This one in Chinese. 那天使对他们说。不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。English, please.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
忽然有一对天兵同那天使赞美神说在至高之处荣耀归于神在地上平安归给 喜悦的人有一大堆的天兵让我们一起来念中文英文一起 来念十四节好吧
Shall we read together verse 14
Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace goodwill toward men 主我们把这一段宝贝的话语再一次宣讲在你儿女的面前。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you and we, as we read this precious passage.
你的喜悦在我们的中间。
For your good will is upon man.
以致你自己的救恩要临到我们。
For your salvation come upon us.
求你开我们的心，开我们的耳。
Open our hearts, open our ears.
让这个圣诞节有耶稣基督你诞生在我们的心里面。
That in this Christmas we have Jesus Christ born in our heart.
奉耶稣基督可爱的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
这十四节的圣经我们只念后面几节。
These 14 verses we just read the last few verses.
但是这个故事一开始是说那些日子在凯撒雅古斯都有旨意下来叫他们要报名上册
But as we started in this passage verse 1 and it came to pass in those days that there went a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed
你看中文叫做 户口普查报名上册
In Chinese it says it is a censor
census在詹姆王版是说他们要报名上册之后要打税
But after the census they are to pay tax
在这边你看见一个时代的背景
So you can see the historical background
是罗马的皇帝凯撒奥古斯都的年代
It was during the time of Emperor the Roman Emperor Augustus time
他也是屋大维他的另外一个名字
And he has another name in English called Octavius
他是在主前的三十年一直做王到主后十四年四十四年当皇帝
He was emperor during 30 BC till 14 AD totally 14 years
这个凯撒是他的皇帝的名字的意思
Caesar is his title as a Roman emperor
他也是罗马帝国的头一个专制的皇帝
He also is the first Roman emperor
他的 Augustus 他雅古士都那个前面的字根
Augustus the root of this word
是 Agur 那个字是一个占卜官是一个看星象的
It's Agur it means a diviner
在这一个头衔里面，你看见他是政治军事，又是一个信仰的控制者。
So you can see from this title, not only he has military power, but also religious power as well.
这个人是又能干又狡猾。
He is very powerful. He is very capable, but also he is very cunning.
这个人是瓦解罗马帝国当时的共和政体。是他成为一个专制的皇帝。
He was the one who ended the Roman Republic, and he became the emperor.
也在他的年间带来所谓出名的罗马和平。
And also during his reign, there was peace in his kingdom. It's called Pax Romana.
在这个很美丽的名字的后面
，behind this beautiful name，
说到这位最残忍、最专制的皇帝。
It actually described this very cruel king.
是在黑暗掌权，完全被他控制。
It was during the darkest time he was in total control.
他能够一道令下所有的百姓，他做到天下，意思罗马所有的版图属于他的人民，通通回到本乡来报户口。
He just had to make a decree, and everyone in his kingdom had to leave their hometown and had to leave their place and go back to their hometown to register.
那比现在美国的 IRS 要厉害多了。
Much more powerful than the current IRS.
为了控制。
Because of control.
为了征税。
Because of taxing.
这个时候，在这个时代的背景里面，我们继续看第四节。
If we continue to read verse 4,
在这边有一对。好像是订了婚未婚的未婚夫妻，他们要从加利利省的拿撒勒要到一个地方去。
Here describe a couple just engaged. They have to leave their town where they live from Nazareth to go back to their hometown of Bethlehem.
这个在这边说到，这个伯利恒也是大卫之城 ，City of David.
Bethlehem has another name. It's called City of David.
为什么？因为约瑟跟玛利亚是大卫，是他们的祖宗，所以大卫的老家在伯利恒。
Both Joseph and Mary were descendants of King David, and that's why they have to go back to the city of David.
我现在需要你们最后一排的人用很好的眼力，看见上面有两个，一个蓝点，一个绿点。
This is an eye test, and especially those sitting at the back, but especially pay attention to a blue dot and a green dot.
现在在副堂的，我们这边前面还有两排位置，你可以过来。
Now, those who are in the chapel, you are welcome to come to the main sanctuary. We have place for you.
如果你坐在后面看不见，有两个需要。
If you're sitting at the back and you can't see, there are two needs.
下礼拜你坐在前面来。
Next week, come and sit in the front.
那一定不能迟到。
Don't be late.
所以上面那个蓝点就是约瑟跟玛利亚他们住的，叫做加利利省的拿撒勒。
The blue dot is the city of Nazareth in the province of Galilee.
也是以后耶稣基督出生之后，他的父母亲又把他带回的。拉撒勒的那个地方。
It is also a place after Jesus was born. His parents took him back where he was raised up.
他们在罗马皇帝的命令底下，他们要到下面这个绿颜色的点，叫做伯利恒。
Under the decree of the emperor, they have to leave from the blue dot of Nazareth to go to the green dot of Bethlehem.
这两个地方大概有多远呢？
How far away are the two places?
我按照比例尺好好的量一量。
I make a measurement.
大概等于在美国的100英里。
It's about 100 miles.
大概从 Boston 开车开到哪里？
If we start from Boston, how far is 100 miles?
开到麻州大学 Amherst 才90几里。
Roughly the University of Massachusetts at Amherst.
所以我们说 ，Oh, no big deal. 一个小时、两个小时就开到了。
So you may say that no big deal, an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
你搞错了。
You are mistaken.
要你走的啦。
You have to walk.
而且还要大着肚子走啊。
And also carrying a baby in Mary's tummy.
所以在这个皇帝的一个不可言鲤鱼的要求底下， 他们要回到伯利恒去。
So under this unreasonable decree from the emperor, they had to leave their hometown to go to Bethlehem.
这一对父母亲，他们如果有任何的选择，他们应该留在本地，就在拿撒勒生下耶稣。
If this couple were to have any choice, they probably would have stayed in Nazareth and gave birth to a baby.
但是很特别的，在旧约耶稣基督还没有降生的时候，有个弥迦先知，他说伯利恒啊，你在诸城犹大诸城中好像不是最，好像是个小的，但是有一位要从你出来。
But interesting enough, 750 years earlier,the prophet Micah prophesied, saying that be thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel.
蔡牧师已经提醒我们，是在750年前就已经预言了。
And it was 750 years ago the prophecy was made.
所以好像当时是在凯撒雅古斯都的命令底下。
Even though on surface it appeared to be a decree from Caesar Augustus,
整个旧约的信徒都知道，有一天那个救世主要来，一定不会生在别的地方，一定生在伯利恒。
But all the Jewish people, if they understand the scripture, they would have known that a Messiah was to be born, in Bethlehem.
好像凯撒掌权。
Even though it appears on surface that Caesar was in control,
凯撒的破天荒的命令，
it was Caesar who gave the decree.
但是在他看不见的高天之上，有这位神早就在掌权，而且预言。
But up high, invisible to us, it was the king of this world who is in charge.
从了第四节、第五节，我们看见这对父母亲他们所碰见的难处是什么。
From verses 4 and 5, we see the difficulty that this couple encountered.
这个约瑟跟他所聘之妻玛利亚要回去报名上册，他说这个时候玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
And when they had to go down to Bethlehem for the census, Mary was already pregnant, quite late in her pregnancy.
这个时机是他最不能够履行的时候。
From timing wise, it was the worst time to travel.
但是你在这几句话里面，你看见有另外一方面的难处。
But there is, from these two verses, another difficulty.
这个玛利亚是他所聘之妻，意思是未婚妻。
Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. In other words, they were not married yet. She is only engaged to him.
今天这个是21世纪。先住在一起，以后再生孩子，以后再结婚。
21st century, people live together and worry about getting married later.
相信在当时2000年，早就被石头打死。
2000 years ago, were that to happen, they would be stoned to death.
所以，玛利亚怀孕是从神的灵，圣灵怀孕。因为在以赛亚书也是700-800年前已经预言了。
But Mary was pregnant because of the Holy Spirit, and it was prophesied again 700 years ago by the prophet Isaiah.
他说必有童女怀孕生子，她的名字都先取好了，她的名字叫做以马内利。
For a virgin will have a child, and his name will be called Emmanuel.
所以在这个时候你看见在历史的幕后，在神宝座的面前，这一场早就安排好了。
So we can see that the scene happened 2000 years ago was pre-decided before the beginning of the world by God.
但是这一对非常微小的人物，他们还有另外一个问题。
But this little couple, they had another problem.
他们到了伯利恒，但是客店没有地方。
They came to Bethlehem, but there was no place in the inn for them.
所以今天如果你出去在度假的时候，在度假的地方看见每一个旅馆上面都 no vacancy。
So if you were to take a vacation and you see that all the inns, all the hotels have a big sign saying that no vacancy.
在那个时代的希腊文的客店有两个字。
During that time in the Greek, there were two words for inns.
有一个叫 tankasion, 那个字是一个有经理有管理的这客店。
The first word referred to a place where there were good management.
是床在当时大概四五星级的。
In today's world, we probably will rate it as 4 or 5 stars.
但是另外一种的客店叫 Cataluma, 那种客店是给那些牧羊人游牧民族来住的。
The second kind of inns, as described in the Bible, was a place very simple, it's only for shepherds.
他们后面不是像今天的 parking lot。
It's more like today's parking lot.
有 parking lot 是给你牛羊牲畜park 的地方。
The parking lot is for cows and sheep.
所以牧羊人、牧牛人就在这个 Cataluma 里面丢块草席就睡在地上。
So the shepherds would in this Cataluma and put some grass and then they would lie down.
那一天，约瑟跟玛利亚连 Cataluma 都没有地方。
That day, for Joseph and Mary, they didn't even have a place in the Cataluma.
何等凄凉。
How pitiful.
何等寒酸，何等尴尬。
How lowly and embarrassing.
万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那位以天为座位，以地为他的脚凳的那一位。
The heaven is his seat and the earth is his stool.
他降生的时候没有宫殿。
When he was born, there was no palace.
没有一个小房间。
There was no a small room for him.
什么预备都没有。
Nothing.
落魄马槽。
But a very lowly manger.
那位以风为使者，以火焰为仆役的神。
He who has the wind as his messenger and have fire as his angels.
他生下来的地方没有仆婢代劳。
But the place where he was born.There was no servant serving next to him.
没有人关切。
No one cares for him.
这是神的失算还是他的计划？
Is that God's plan?
他掠过了宫廷。
He skipped the palace.
他掠过了华夏。
He skipped the mansion.
他掠过一个像样子的旅店。
He skipped.A nice inn.
他也掠过了大卫所罗门王朝的强盛的时代。
And he skipped the most powerful time during the reign of King David and King Solomon.
他有意的。
I think this was purposely done.
选择了犹太人在人类历史里面最被逼迫、最抬不起来的时代，生在他们的中间。
This was a chosen time to be, for the Savior to be born in the darkest time and in the lowliest place.
来跟地上饥渴无人收留的人来认同。
So that he can empathize with those who are lowly and brokenhearted.
他可以体恤你我的眼泪。跟心酸。
And so he can empathize with us, our tears and our brokenness.
何等的稀奇。
How marvelous.
何等的爱。
Sorry.
What kind of love?
What kind of love?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友。
My dear friends and brothers and sisters.
那天的客店没有地方。
On that day, there was no room in the inn.
你稀奇的是。今天你我的心里面还是没有地方。
Do you marvel that today, even today in our hearts, there may be no room for Jesus?
这个他们要接下来他们看的是他们要到犹大地去大卫的城名叫伯利恒。
Here in the scripture it says they have to go to Bethlehem in the province of Judea.
因为那个地方是出名的是大卫最伟大的君王的出生地。
For that place was the birthplace of King David.
这是一个君王之京。
It's a city of king.
而且伯利恒的意思是粮食之仓。
Bethlehem means the house of bread.
它没有外表的外表的豪华，但是有内在的让人饱足的地方。
There is no outward majesty, but inner peace.
但是下面的天使的宣告却是在伯利恒外面的野地。
But the proclamation from the angels took place in the wilderness.
它的对象是几个半夜还没睡觉的牧羊人。
The audience of this proclamation are the shepherds.
无知的小民。
Perhaps very lowly people.
没有什么高的学位。
They don't have good education.
甚至于那几只小羊都不是他们的。
Even those sheep.They do not belong to them.
他是替别人看的。
They were just servants.
是天使报喜信的对象。
But they were the audience of the proclamation from the angels.
那个报信的天使，原文英文你都看见是单数。
The angel or messenger is singular.
是一个。
One angel, one messenger.
那个景观是有四面有大光照着他们这些牧羊人。
The view at that time was that there was light, great light shining on the shepherds.
他们吓坏了。
They were scared.
那个甚惧怕，那个原来希腊文是 mega, 是 megabus, mega 害怕。
In the Greek it described as mega, that means it's a very big fear.
在那天的内容是什么？天使对他们说。
The content of that proclamation from the angel.
不要惧怕。
Fear not.
我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
这个天使宣告一个对所有的万族万民、古今中外的重要的信息。
The message was from the angel and to all people from the ancient time to today.
但是却是一个非常个人性的，他知道他这些牧羊人害怕。他说不要害怕。
But at the same time, it is very personal because they see that the shepherds were scared and the angel said, fear not.
这是一个安慰。
It is a comfort.
这是一个安抚。
It is trying to calm them down.
不光是那一天针对这几个孤苦伶仃的牧羊人。
Not only in that day, towards these little shepherds,
也是神的使者，那一个使者。对整个以色列民族，神已经上百年没有再跟他们讲话，在这个时候灵安抚整个的以色列人。
But it is also a messenger from God. After so many years of darkness and quietness, God spoke to calm these people.
他的宣告，这个启信的范围是什么？关乎万民的。
What is the scope of this message? It is for all people.
它里面说到有要降生的一个人物。
You talk about someone to be born.
他说在大卫的城里面为你们生了，我们读过去好像很快，生了救主，就是主，就是基督。
In the Bible it says, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
这三个名字要可以讲几个钟头都讲不完。
These three titles, these three nouns, we can talk about them for a number of hours.
所以我希望他们礼拜二晚上再来，我们接着讲，好不好？
Maybe you can all come Tuesday night, Christmas Eve service will continue the message.
这样的一个人物，救主，主，基督。
Christ, Savior and Lord.
但在他降生的时候，天使说，你们要到哪里去找呢？
But when he was born, the angel said, "Where can you find him?"
你们不是在伯利恒的野外吗？
You are now in the wilderness of Bethlehem.
他说：“你看一个记号。”
But you look for a sign.
或者说三个记号。
And there will be a sign for you.
那个三个记号，头一个是什么？
The first sign.
不会是一个三十岁的先知。
It is not going to be a prophet 30 years old.
是一个刚刚生下来的 baby 小婴孩。
But it's going to be a little baby just born.
那位永在的父需要生下来是婴孩吗？
This everlasting father, when he was born, was he to be born as a child?
那样的弱小。
So small.
第二个。
Second.
那个孩子包着布。
The baby is going to be wrapped in swaddling clothes.
这个不是诗篇所已经预言的，是要来降世，要用铁杖来辖管列国的吗？
Isn't that prophesied in the Psalms that he will come to rule over the world?
他是那位万王之王，万主之主。
The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
他是以色列人的民族救星。
He is the savior of the country of Israel.
几百上千年以色列王国的以色列人在里面等待的是这样的一个能够整个翻转过来的君王。
They have been waiting for this king to help them restore their kingdom for thousands of years.
这个天使说你要的记号，第二个记号是包着一个布。
The second sign from the messenger is that the baby will be wrapped in swaddling clothes.
第三个。
Thirdly,
卧在马槽的里面。
The baby is to be lying in a manger.
至少应该在我们的 MGH 里面。
At least the child should be born in our MGH.
至少有好几个护士要在旁边替他喂奶或者换尿片。
At least several nurses should be there to take care of him.
那就不是这个孩子的记号。
But that wouldn't be for this child as a sign for him.
到了十三、十四节里面，他忽然间天上有一大队天兵。
In verses 13 and 14, it says, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host.
一大队的天军，数不过来的一大队的天军。
A multitude of heavenly hosts, perhaps uncountable.
刚刚报喜信的是一个天使。
The one who made the proclamation was one person, one messenger.
到这个时候变成一个大合唱。
But this time now is a big chorus.
哎呀，最后你们唱的那首歌的时候，唱的，你们站着唱，会众都应该要站起来了，对不对？
The very last song, when you sing the chorus, perhaps the audience or the congregation should have stood up.
越唱越高昂。
Because it gave to the climax.
我赶快扶好我的眼镜。
I was checking my glasses.
差点眼镜都破了。
Almost broken.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我让你看见当时那一个使者跟那一大队的天兵出来，那个曲终大合奏是怎么样唱的。
So start with one messenger, and then it is the multitude of heavenly host. What a grand finale!
它的内容，它的至高之处，荣耀归神。
The content of this grand finale is glory to God in the highest.
那是他们那个天使的大诗班里面唱诗的目的，对不对？
So this is the purpose of that chorus during that time.
是我们的诗班，我们的会众来敬拜神的时候，荣耀归给神。
It is for us as choirs and for us as congregation that we worship and praise God together.
但是神的荣耀，人地上的人瞎了眼一样不明白。
But the glory of God was simply invisible to those who are blind on earth.
没有尝过救恩的爱跟恩典的天使，却知道神的荣耀。
But the angels who have never tasted salvation and the love of God, they understood the glory of God.
他们懂得在至高之处 highest 来赞美。来赞美神。
They understood that it is glory to God in the highest.
后面这句话，他在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
The second part of this verse says, "Shalom, well-being, health, and prosperity, peace to all the people He pleased."
蔡牧师一下子把那个平安全翻出来了。
I was just reading from what he's put down.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
这是平安啊。
Peace.
好不好，你要不要平安？
Do you want peace?
要。
Yes.
哇，现在股票拼命涨，你平安不平安？
The stock is going up and up. Do you have peace?
不平安哦。
No.
因为还会跌啊。
It might fall.
哎呀，工作，好多个工作慢慢出来了，哎，你平安不平安？
I have a very good job and many jobs looking for me. Do you have peace?
哎呀，本来都很平安，看见别人搬到 San Francisco, 我也想去啊。
I was so very peaceful until he wanted to move to San Francisco.
我们又不安了。
Yes, we may not have peace.
有人说，嘿，这有什么了不起？
Some may say that, what's the big deal?
我从来不上教堂。
I don't go to church.
我根本不是基督徒。
I'm no Christian.
我儿子也好。
My children are good.
女儿也好。
My daughters are good.
我这回为什么来？因为我孩子都念 MIT Harvard。
So why do I need to come to church? My children go to Harvard and MIT.
哎呀，我银行的存款 mark mark.
And my deposit in the bank is full.
我平安的不得了。
And I have true peace.
我也没办法说你一定不平安。
I can't say that you have no peace.
但是可能你又搞错了。
But perhaps you might be mistaken.
这个地方的平安是什么？
What is peace described here?
哎呀，有很多人特别读中文的部分很生气啊。
So people when they read the Chinese translation of the scripture, they get angry.
在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
On earth, peace upon those whom he pleased.
只有诗班。
That's a choir.
那些不一定是讨神喜悦。
Other people may not be pleasing to God.
不给他们平安。
So they may not have peace.
不给他们平安。
They may not have peace.
哎呦，这个神好小气哦。
Oh, this God is very jealous.
啊，我们之后我们就诗班要收报名啊，欢迎大家来参加诗班。
So perhaps we can ask people to join the choir, but they have to pay a fee.
哎，是哦，是这样，还要交费。啊，说不定以后我们下面的是诗班，上面的少数哈。
If we do that, perhaps we have more people in the choir and fewer people in the congregation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，他说平安归给他所喜悦的人。
But in the Bible it says peace to all those he pleases.
这个 peace, 这个和平，这个安全，不是一般的平安。
This peace is not ordinary peace.
是与神平安。
But peace with God.
你们夫妻平安吗？
Do you have peace between you and your spouse?
哎呀，有人结婚就是为了吵架打架的。
Some people get married in order to get into fights and quarrels.
我们跟神有平安吗？
Is there peace between God and us?
如果他送给你一个礼物，他希望你怎么样？
If he give you a gift, what does he want you to do?
你说不，本人完全靠自己。我该下地狱就下地狱，该上天堂就上天堂。
Did you say that? No, thank you very much. If I need to go to heaven, I'll go to heaven. If I need to go to hell, I'll be glad to go to hell.
你 must be go to hell.
But rather, you must go to hell.
这个与神要把他的至宝送礼给你。
God wants to give his precious gift to you.
最好的，谢谢，我喜欢。
But you should say, yes, that's the best, thank you.
你我做一个神恩典、神礼物的接受者。
We are to be receiver, recipients of God's grace and gift.
你不一定参加诗班，你也跟神有平安。
You may not have to join the choir, but you may have peace with God.
但愿这个圣诞节。
So may this Christmas.
这个平安归给你。
This peace.Be upon you.
他已经说了，这个喜信，大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
He says this good news is for all people.
因为他要为你、为我、为每一个人死在十字架上。
Because he is going to die on the cross for you and for me.
神的救恩 is sufficient for all, 是对全世界古今中外的人都足够。
God's salvation is sufficient for all, from ancient to today and future.
只有对相信接受的人是有效。
But it's only effective to those who receive Jesus Christ.
你愿意神全部全足全丰的恩典临到你的身上，成为一个 effective 的恩典吗？
Do you want this wonderful and marvelous grace of Christ be upon you?
这就是大喜的信息。
This is the good news of great joy.